Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, here, let me just kick it in gear right away. When I look at headlines just across the United States of America, okay, what we see over and over and over again is crimes being committed. Regardless of where they're coming from, it's crime here, it's a little crime here, it's the mainstream media highlighting the crimes. And it's interesting, they're never taking the time to magnify the law against the crime, to deter men from committing the crime, teaching them the fear of God. Proverbs 16:6. Have you ever noticed that? It's all negativism, it's all gloom and doom. It's all oppressive. It's all hopeless. Everybody paying attention to this. I hope you do. But again, I want you to understand that this is Americans. It's your fault. This is the fault of the American people. Why do I say that? Well, maybe if Americans read the Bible in context and understood that if these Americans that I'm speaking to now started to judge righteously as the Bible commands that we do, maybe we wouldn't have to worry about crime on the streets. Maybe if the American people judged righteously, maybe there wouldn't be, perhaps crimes in politics. Maybe if the people in this country began to judge righteously, as it tells us in John 7:24, and we judged righteously according to God's holy law, maybe we wouldn't have hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12. Maybe we wouldn't have to deal with the issues of illegal immigration, drug trafficking, child trafficking. We wouldn't have to deal with the issues of more crimes being committed against we the people because we sent the message the American people did that we're not going to tolerate your crimes. In fact, teaching them the fear of the Lord. Again, read Proverbs 16:6 when you get a moment, please. Now, I'm bothered greatly by this. Why? Because people that are not born again, that think that they're saved, scare me to no end. They have no discernment whatsoever. They have no knowledge of the Old Testament and the fulfilling of Christ in the New. And they go on because they're do-gooders. And you better remember when Paul said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he said that when I see good within me, I see that evil is present. But these people go on and they keep going about teaching people to be creating proselytes, right? Proselytes, they're proselytizing, looking for those that they can make twice as much the sons of hell. Now, I'm speaking now when I just made that comment concerning Matthew 23, where Jesus was woeing these Pharisees. And that's exactly what they are. They're Pharisees. I just had someone write to me, "You must be careful to rightly divide the word of truth and realize that God does not deal with his people today as he did with Israel under the law." Okay? Okay. One way we see is that God imputed sin to Israel because they were under the law. Okay, that's why we, under the New Testament, repent, because we're guilty of sin, and the Bible says that the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. This individual goes on, so when they went into idolatry, they were given over to their enemies as slaves to get them to repent. Now, that was called the chastisement, because they refused the chastisement of God. They fell to the judgments of God. Okay? Again, there's no discernment here in this post. But in the dispensation of grace, Paul said we are now in, this is how they wrote it, said God leads a man to repentance by his kindness. Well, that's not what it says. That's not what it says at all. Matter of fact, what this person's doing is taking it out of context like they usually do, because this context, if you keep it into context concerning the scripture in Romans 2:4, is sandwiched in between judgment, okay, which, by the way, is the very heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24, Psalm 97, Isaiah 26:9, Amos 5:24, the list goes on. Okay? So when you read in the Old Testament, this person said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem," you can't biblically apply this saying, "Oh, America, America." Oh, yes, I can. Because this is the Lord in Malachi 3:6 that said, "I am the Lord thy God, and I change not." That's the Old Testament. The New Testament says in Hebrews 13:8 that I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what we have here is someone thinking outside of Scripture, outside of context, thinking from their reprobate minds, trying to teach somebody, not understanding that the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life, trying to teach men the letter that killeth rather than the spirit that leads to life and repentance. Okay? If it's not for the law, then why would someone repent? Why did Jesus continuously use the law in the New Testament? Why did Jesus, here, as a matter of fact, when you go to Mark 10:17, it tells us this. It tells us, "And when he was gone forth in the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, 'Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?' And Jesus said unto him, 'Why do you call me good? There's none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments.'" Wait a second. "Thou knowest the commandments." Jesus using the law as a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. This ignorant individual goes on to tell me what Paul said in the New Testament, not realizing that Galatians 3:24 tells us, "Wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by God." Oh, by the way, is it the goodness of God that leads us to repentance? Absolutely. But again, keep it in context. Keep it in context. Hey, folks, God doesn't hate America. He doesn't hate us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He hates those that go on in their wickedness. God is angry with the wicked every day. So we must needs make distinction concerning what we're talking about. This person goes on and says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem," you cannot biblically apply this saying, "Oh, America, America." No, different times, same God, same way of judging a disobedient nation. Okay? Two different covenants, this person said. The covenant is fulfilled, the old in Christ, in the new. And make distinction between moral law and ceremonial law. This person ends with, "Because the old covenant was conditional, faith and works." No, because we have the works shows us that we have the faith. That's ceremonial law. Make distinction. Romans 3:31 tells us we established the law. Jesus said, "Think not that I've come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law," in Matthew 5. The list goes on and on and on. I just can't believe people actually think they're saved when they spew out this nonsense that rests they themselves in confidence that they're going to heaven. It's incredible to me. We'll be right back.
In the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Just was highlighting, friends, a post somebody sent to me telling me how I need to rightly divide. And folks, they neither preach law or gospel. They preach confusion. See, the law condemns. Grace, if I be saved, what does it do? It justifies. The law tells me, yes, do this and live. Grace says, live and do this. Yes, that's true. But this post makes absolutely no sense in any sense of the word. And this is why people are confused out there. They're listening to people that are not born of the Spirit of God. And they're not born of the Spirit of God because they never repented. Okay? They have no, they're enemies with the Holy Ghost because they think that the Holy Ghost is the devil. I kid you negative. I'm not speaking as a man. I'm speaking out of understanding as to what I see in the church today. They think that when the conviction of sin comes, that somehow or another it's the devil. No, it's not. The Lord uses the Holy Ghost to convict of sin with the law in the hand of Christ to bring about godly repentance. Repentance towards what? You violating His moral law, which is the schoolmaster to bring you to the cross where it can do no more. Okay? That's how you're born of the Spirit, the water and the Spirit, the water of the Word. Right? And people just don't understand this. They've been listening to too many hirelings. Now, let me go back to this. And by the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Perhaps this is your post and you want to go ahead and shoot back, if that's what you would call it. Please do. Contend. Jude 3 and 4. 1-866-582-9933. I just... 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting the fact that if maybe Americans started to judge righteously, we are called to be fruit inspectors, in which the Bible commands us that we do so, we wouldn't have to worry about corruption in politics. Because the people are judging righteously. Well, somebody will say, Bradley, we're not taught to judge. Oh, yes, you are. Matter of fact, speaking of Washington, D.C., when you look over the Capitol, right? And you go to the Supreme Court building and you look above the heads of the Supreme Court injustices today, what do you see? You see Moses holding the Ten Commandments, and what does it say right under Moses holding the Ten Commandments? That's why we need Christ, because we're all sinners saved by grace, right? Ephesians 2:8, right? What does it say? Justice, the guardian of liberty. So we're called to judge to maintain our liberties. Absolutely we are. When you go to Deuteronomy 4, what does it say? It says that, behold, I have taught you statutes as to how to deal with crime and judgments as to what you're supposed to do when someone violates God's statutes and his commandments. Even as the Lord my God commanded me that you should do so in the land whithersoever you go to possess it. And when you have the possession, it tells us in Joshua 22 that we're supposed to maintain the same law, commandments, statutes, and judgments, that we might understand righteousness and peace within the gate. Okay? Listen carefully. I have taught you statutes and judgments. And then I go on to verse 6 in Deuteronomy 4. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Is that what Scripture tells us? Absolutely. John 7:24 tells us, now to the New Testament, judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Let me go back to the Old Testament, and I'll give you a couple examples in the New Testament. When I go back to the Old Testament in Ezekiel 36, what does it tell us? What does it tell us to those that have been called out by the name of the Lord? Those that have been sanctified by the Lord. What does it tell us? Well, it says that he would sanctify us, right? And when he sanctifies, what would he would do? What would he do? He said, I would sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all of your filthiness, from all of your idols will I cleanse you. Has that changed? Absolutely not. A new heart also I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. Has that changed? Absolutely not. And you shall keep when you have my spirit within you. What does it say? I will cause you to walk into my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Whoa! So what happens when we're born of the Spirit of God? Well, we're going to do the things that the Spirit leads us to do. Did Jesus ever abrogate that law? Did he ever mitigate that law? Absolutely not. Look at Isaiah 42:21. Look at Psalm 40, verse 7. Go to the New Testament now, okay? It's the same author, folks. Right? Go to 8:10 in the book of Hebrews. Go to 10:7 in the book of Hebrews. What does it tell us? Well, it tells us what he said in Matthew 5, that think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. And what does Romans 3:31 tell us? That do we make void the law of God? Absolutely not. We establish the law. Common sense tells us why we have corruption in politics. Now I'm saying two different things, but the same thing. Common sense tells us why we have corruption in politics. Hirelings in the pulpit. Illegal this, illegal that. Drug trafficking. Child trafficking, crime. We're being inundated with it on a daily basis by the mainstream media, oppressing us, infusion of fear constantly to sit there and paralyze us to do nothing. Why is that? Because there's no fear of God and departing from iniquity. And yet the Bible tells us in the New Testament, again, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. That's right. We don't lower the law to dim light by which men are to basically perceive their own sin. No, we don't lower it. We raise up the law of God. And we show people the standard is Jesus Christ, who says to us in the New Testament, as he said in the Old Testament, be ye holy as I am holy. That is a work of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which is found in Titus 3:5. I'm still waiting for all of these people that wants to educate us in the ways of the letter that killeth to give me a call and set us straight. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go over to the New Testament really quick. I'm going to go back and forth, and then I'm going to get to some of the headlines. Okay? 1 Corinthians 5:13 tells us what? There was a man that was busted having sexual relations with his father's wife. What does the Bible tell us? It tells us to judge. It tells us that we're going to judge angels. And how are we not able to judge the smallest of matters if we're not understanding what we're called to do in this earth as it is in heaven? Let me go over to that of 1 Corinthians 5:13. What does it say? But them that are without, God judgeth. He will judge them. Oh, and furthermore, I am giving forth the judge's word, not Bradley Dean's word. So if you're angry about that, you better understand as to who you're angry with. Okay? You better change your system of dealing with your judge, folks. But here it is. But them that are without God judgeth, therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person. Wait, put away that wicked person, but we're not called to judge. Oh, let me now go back to the Old Testament. Ezekiel 22, verse 6. You priests, you that call yourselves Christians, right? The Bible tells us in the New Testament that we've been called priests, right? In the book of Peter. You priests have violated my instructions and defiled my holy things. That's what he said. Let me go to the King James Version. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things. They have made no difference between the holy and the profane. Neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean. Now that's moral law, okay? And have hid their... that is ceremonial law, forgive me, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbath and I have profaned among them. Whoa, wait a second. And then it tells us in Ezekiel 44:23, it says, and they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane. How can you do that without making reference to God's moral law? You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. And it's interesting because it's just starting to open up quite a bit over here. I'm going over to Leviticus 19:17. We're not supposed to judge. No, not judging is the problem that we have in America today. Judgment guards our liberties. And you cannot judge if you do not have a reference or a knowledge of God's holy law. And didn't he tell us in Hosea 4:6 that my people would be destroyed for the lack of knowledge? That's exactly what's happening. As a matter of fact, if you keep it into context in Hosea 4:6, what does he say right after that? Because you have despised my law, I will also forget your children. Common sense comes into play, Americans. Leviticus 19:17. What does it tell us? It tells us you shall not hate your brother. No, we're called to love our brothers, and we can adhere this and append it to 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. What did he say? Because the keeping of the commandments is the love of God. That's the New Testament. I'm only fulfilling it, now making reference to the Old Testament, and then bringing it back. What does it say? It says, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall in any wise rebuke your neighbor, and not allow suffer or sin to be suffered upon him. In other words, if I love him, I will correct him, I will reprove him, and I will instruct him. 2 Timothy 3:16. Going back to the New Testament. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. That's my 2 cents. We're going to get onto the topics.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth was a life well lived, a promise with destiny kept, and she is mourned most deeply in her passing.
King Charles addressing his nation after the death of Queen Elizabeth. It's his inaugural address from Buckingham Palace. While entering the palace, he was greeted by cheering crowds and some saying, "God save the Queen." Tennessee's governor is touting additional law enforcement for Memphis as the city reels from two high-profile crimes.
The people of Memphis have seen the face of evil. These, along with other members of law enforcement, have met that evil head on.
AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular gasoline is $3.73 a gallon. That's a drop of over 30 cents in the last month. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You know, without getting into detail in great depth, it's interesting how we're hearing the world praise one of its own again. And the Bible tells us in John 15 that the world will love its own. The Bible also said that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The only ones mourning this wicked woman, Queen Elizabeth, are those that are in alliance with her. In her covenant of death. I highly doubt that that's working out very well for her right now. Due to the fact that she just bowed her knee to my big brother, Jesus Christ, and confessed that Jesus is Lord. Is that sarcastic? Not at all. Not at all. She went on for 96 years of her life, spitting in the face of the King of Kings. Oh, by the way, trying to convey herself as a Christian to the rest of the world, but in private, living completely differently than what she professed. She lived more like the devil. And if you want to go ahead and judge her by her fruit, why don't we go ahead and do that? She was a wicked, wicked woman. When you hear the world speak of its own and they speak good of its own, that should tell you as to why they're doing so, because they're of the world. That's why. Okay? Remember her son, Prince Andrews? Wasn't he just recently busted with Jeffrey Epstein? He's a pedophile. What happened to her daughter-in-law, Diana? Has anybody taken the time to pull the curtain back? Nope, you just took it for face value. She went through a tunnel, and she was mysteriously killed in the tunnel. Notice it had to happen in the tunnel, regardless of how many times she warned that they were going to kill her, the M15. But let's not talk about that. Let's act like that is not a reality. Okay? Well, she's not here, so it's a reality for her. What about one of the grandchildren that said, that if I was a virus, I would come back into the world as that virus, and I would kill mankind. These are the children and grandchildren of Queen Elizabeth. And folks, I'm here to tell you right now, it goes a lot deeper than that. It goes a lot deeper than that, okay? The Bible is clear. They that forsake God and his moral law praise the wicked. You better be careful as to what you praise, friends. If you're one of those, I just got to go along with everybody else, well, I can tell you right now, it's not going to be good for you in the end. Wide and broad is the way that leads to death. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way that leads to life. Go ahead and read Matthew when you get a moment. Chapter 7. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as myself as keep that law by faith, right? Faith of the Son of God, Hebrews 12:2, contend with them. Why? Because his laws have been written on my heart, and I am jealous. I am jealous over the gospel, folks, and we should all be in defense of the gospel. This woman is no more a Christian than the devil is. Okay? And again, we judge them by their fruit. You can say that that's harsh all that you want to. That doesn't matter. That's great. I'm not intimidated by you judging me out of ignorance. The Bible says what the Bible says, and it is a written word. Let it be written. Let it be done. It is done. And that's where I have my feet. Okay? I want to go back to what I was highlighting, and then I want to make a couple points here. We were talking about Americans really changing the narrative just a little bit, but saying the same thing. It's time for you to know the law of God, the Torah. It's time for you to know his judgments. It's time for you to know his statutes, that we might preserve our freedoms. It says this right on all of the Capitol buildings throughout the United States. Justice guards our liberties. But instead of doing what the Lord commands, they take heed to the tyrants. And they let them set the narrative over and over and over and over and over and over again. Incrementally destroying their country. This is how countries are destroyed. Just leave off judgment. Listen to the hirelings in the pulpit, thou shalt not judge. No, I say this, twist not Scripture the way Satan twisteth Scripture. Okay? There's a reason they call him the deluder. Okay? Just for the record. Deuteronomy 28 verse 5 tells us this, to those that don't understand judgment. Evil men understand not judgment, but the Bible tells us, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. We understand that if we hold and we become the law under God, which we are, we the people, we are the ones, the responsible party, to bring forth judgment. And by the way, when you peruse the U.S. Constitution, the provision is there to judge wickedness within when our said representatives fail to do so. Article 2, Section 4. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Folks, the reason I reiterate this over and over and over again is because people say, well, give us the answers. I am giving you the answers. It's just not the ones that you want to hear. So when you're the law and you understand that you have to bring it to judgment in the keeping of the statutes of the Lord, that's how you're going to deter evil. Okay? And without that, you're going to lose your freedoms. Let me say it again. Judgment guards our liberties. And without judgment, you're going to lose your liberties. And yet the devil has many of you blind-sighted individuals that call yourself Christians, you have in your minds and your hearts that to judge is wickedness. You are incorrect. And I love it when people get mad at me and say, Bradley, who are you to judge? It's like, dude, I'm not judging anybody. I'm just telling you what the judge has to say. And guess what? I agree with them. That's how much I love the Lord, is I agree with them. How many people love the Lord, they call themselves believers, but they don't take the whole counsel of God. The Bible says that's a false abomination. That's a false balance and it's an abomination, forgive me. And that's where things are at. I wanted to show you this on social media platforms. Instead of doing what the Lord commands, what do we do? Well, we just go ahead and let the bad guys keep setting the narrative. Listen to this. In Michigan, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Because the American people refuse to obey God, now we have an emboldened, brazen legislator that calls herself a judge She has the audacity to strike down a 1931 Michigan law criminalizing abortion. Well, let me just tell you this. For all the up-and-comers, just so you all understand, abortion was, in the minds of the Americans, illegal all the way up until 1973. That's why I'm funny. That's why I'm humored when I hear presidents like that of Donald Trump of corporate America, of course, when he says that I'm the most pro-life president ever in the history of America. He's depending upon your ignorance to get a pass on that one, friends. We didn't have issues with the gun rights issue, neither up until the 70s, just for the record. There was a new breed of people that came into government, and a new form of government took over after Kennedy was assassinated and the American people allowed the truth to fall in the streets. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. But look at this. The American people are allowing the one corrupt legislator, activist, that calls herself a judge in Michigan to now strike it down and say that, you know what, abortion is what it is, leave it alone. Why does that happen? It happens because the American people don't judge accordingly with righteous judgment. They keep allowing the corrupt to set the narrative, for some reason or another, to their own demise. It's pretty incredible, isn't it? Yeah, it really is. It really is. Here's another topic. Confirmed new study just reveals disposable face masks contain four times the acceptable carcinogen exposure levels. Sorry, but I got a little tongue-tied on that one. Carcinogen exposure levels. Okay, but this is what we already knew because we highlighted over and over and over again that the manufacturer said that they don't stop virus. Okay, but we have to wait for 3 years after the fact, right? And hear another study revealing that they're dangerous. Well, just look at the little tag on the mask. They'll tell you they don't stop virus. Okay, but what are we doing? Because the American people don't judge, guess what's happening? They're allowing the CDC, that has been exposed a million times since its inception, to go ahead and set the narrative. Isn't that just crazy? You know why that happens? Because the American people fail to judge. They fail to be the law. I want you to think about that. Yesterday, I brought up the fact that, and I want to show you a visual of this. And I want you to see this because it's important that you do see it. And it's right here on social media platforms. Millions of pages written on vaccine injury and corruption in the last 30 years, but the industry still insists that you believe that there's no problem. Why does that go on, friends? Why is Anthony Fauci still free? Because the American people fail to be the law in bringing judgment. Why is Bill Gates still pushing the narrative? And, by the way, at the beginning of the show, someone, another conservative, yesterday's liberals, they're worthless. They're only to be good to be trodden under the foot of men. Matthew 5:13. Isn't it interesting? Now they're highlighting the fact that Bill Gates is talking about doing another plandemic. Why do you have Bill Gates enforcing himself, fortifying himself to attack the American people or people on a global basis again? Because you have failed to obey God's law in bringing judgment, to establish righteousness. That's why they do it. Read Psalm 94, verse 16, when you get a moment, friends. The Lord says, who are those that will fight against the workers of iniquity for me? Oh, I guess, Bradley, this is a call to war. Well, here, for the record, we've been in this war. I've been in this war since I've been born. So have you. You just don't know it yet. And again, you can only keep your head in the sand for only so long before you're going to lose it, to say the least. Another one, we're told that in California now, Mr. Newsom, the little dictator wannabe, little femme, that's exactly what he is. It's interesting, he said that by the year 2028, I believe, electric cars are going to be the thing and gas-powered cars are going to be obsolete, he said. Really. Folks, why are we allowing them to dictate what we buy, what we don't buy, where we can get it, who we can't get it from, so on and so forth? Because the American people fail to be the law in bringing judgment. I want to show you something concerning the Teslas right after this, and I want to show you a picture as well on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brett Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which form the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Okay. All right. 1-866-582-9933. Let's get back to this. Why is crime rampant today? Because the American people, the 86th percentile that call themselves Christians, fail to know God's law, to be the law, according to the U.S. Constitution, we the people, right? And the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence, which precedes the U.S. Constitution, and establish judgment within the gate. Amos 5:24, Amos 5:15. Not in that order, but read them both. That's why we're in trouble, right? Because they've been taught, thou shalt not judge, and they're allowing totalitarian dictators to set the narrative by beating against anybody, by browbeating them into submission concerning those that dare stand up and set the record straight. Regardless, hey, read Psalm 27. Surround the ministry because you've done it a million times. By the grace of God, I am not moving in Jesus' name. We are called to reprove you devils. Period. Ephesians 5:11. And we're going to continuously do that. Okay? And either American people are going to take heed or nay. That's up to them. But this is going to go on. I just highlighted the fact that over the last couple days here, friends, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, I shared with you that people that jumped the gun, just like those that jumped the gun in taking the experimental jabs, how many that are still around, friends, have side effects, adverse side effects from the experimental jab? Or they, in many cases, they sadly have passed away. But those that jumped the gun, they're dealing with the adverse side effects, right? Concerning the experimental jabs. Those that didn't take the shot, they're not sad about anything because they understood that patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Then I bring up, and I'm bringing up, the topic of that of Tesla. Folks, we're understanding the heat that we've endured this summer has engulfed many of these electric cars into flames. I've seen the pictures. Okay. We also understand that, oh, by the way, you have a Tesla that has a 257% increase on car sales because people just jumped the gun. And that's what I'm trying to get you to do is slow your roll. Prevention is better than cure, right? If there is a cure, if you're still around to accept it. But I am saying this, Tesla, we just found out over the last couple of days, people are now coming out and saying, well, listen, I have a Tesla that has 70,000 miles on it, and guess what? I had a whopping $30,000 bill to replace the battery system. Did they tell you about that? Nope. But this explains to you, those that are setting the narrative, they're setting the narrative because the American people fail to be the law to bring judgment to those people that are gouging you at the pumps right now, and gas is so high to drive you, no pun intended, to buy an electric car and get away from gas-powered cars. Right? Everybody with me? Okay, so here's the picture I want everybody to see on social media platforms. If you're listening to me on one of the 157 radio stations, I'm going to go ahead and narrate this for you. Okay? Let's go ahead and take a look at the car on the side of the road that happens to be a Tesla. That Tesla is carrying around with it. It has a little jack on the back so it can carry a gas power generator to go ahead and charge the battery if it dies on that of the Tesla. Is this the confusion that the Word of God instantaneously brings us out of? Yes. Yes. I want you to listen to this, because this is, we're just being led here. What does the Bible say about the entrance of the Word? It gives understanding to the simple. The unfolding of the Word gives light. Okay? It gives light. And understanding. But for those that didn't want to listen, you just jumped the gun and you said, I'm not going to pay those high gas prices, not understanding that you're being played by these ill-designing men, once again, Ephesians 4:14. And you went out and you made haste and you bought a Tesla or electric car. Guess what? You jumped the gun. And only to prove the point, folks, to the ignorance of those that went along to get along when it comes to electric cars, what is the fallout and what is it that they're now going to have to deal with? The adverse side effects of buying a Tesla, just like the experimental jabs. And what is it? Well, a gas generator being used to charge the dead battery in an electric car. Here, let me say that again. A gas generator being used to charge the dead battery in an electric car. Now, I'm not all about just slapping down electric cars. Hey, I love innovation. No question about it. I love it. But, folks, this unrolled way too fast. Oh, in comparison, just like the experimental jabs did. It just rolled out way too fast. And again, now many people in the United States and all over the world are having to deal with the adverse side effects. And I do want to remind you that gas companies and oil companies are gouging, that they are in the billions. They are in the billions when it comes to profits, friends. The government set the stage for their buddies in big corporations, gas and oil, to go ahead and gouge the American people, and they are profiting big time, and so are the politicians. That's how they become millionaires in just a matter of a short period of time. I don't think $174,000, $400 a year, $174,400 a year, and 2 years later, they're millionaires? This is how that happens. Okay? They war against the constituents. And that's what's been going on for a long time in this country. I did want to highlight, because it's important that I do, and stay on top of this one as well. I told you the adverse side effects of also those that experimented with the experimental jab, right? Here you go. Health impact news. Just today I seen this. Sudden deaths of young healthy adults after COVID-19. COVID vaccines. And if you got your head stuck in the sand, you're probably not going to see a lot of that. But folks, it's not just the people, it's also the doctors they're reporting on. Six Canadian medical doctors died within 2 weeks after fourth, you can't make it up, COVID booster shots for employees started at one hospital alone. What a coincidence. If you go on social media platforms today, friends, you're seeing them fall over left and right. And I'm not talking about old people alone. I'm talking about people in their 60s. I'm talking about people in their 50s. I'm talking about famous people that are in their 40s, in their 30s, in their 20s. They're dying off. And then when you look to the cause of death, the mainstream media, what do? They circumvent the truth that they know of. And what do? They say the cause of death is unknown. How long are the American people going to undo themselves? Because if we fail to be the law, we fail to judge the corrupt, this is what's going to continue on. To sit back and suggest to ourselves that this is somehow on its own going to get better and God's going to take care of us or take care of things concerning those things that He commanded us to do, let me reiterate that point once again. It will get to the point, Americans, and I'm not even saying it frustrated, well, just a little bit, with frustration. It's going to get to the point where right now you still have a green light. And I'm talking about when Jesus went up to the cross and everybody was crying after Jesus, the women were, and Jesus turned around and looked at them and said, "Don't cry for me, cry for you and your children. Because if they'll do this in a green, folks, if they do this in a time where you have light and knowledge, can you imagine what they'll do in a dry, a period where you no longer have the freedom to do the right thing?" That's exactly what he was saying. Those people during the time of the crucifixion of Christ allowed things to go their way, but it was ordained. It was predestined by God. Yes, we know that. But that's what the Lord was doing. You're allowing these things to take place. Americans, these things are taking place because the American people are allowing the bad guys to do what the bad guys do. When we have government striking down laws that protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, well, you know that everything is going in a course not set by our forefathers nor by heaven. Okay? And we're the ones that are going to have to go back, like Josiah, 2 Kings 22, and we're going to have to see what God's moral law tells us to do, because if we love Him, Jesus said, "You'll keep my commandments." And did Jesus fail to keep the Lord's commandments in any sense of the word, to the smallest jot or tittle? Absolutely not. Matter of fact, in John 8, he said to the Pharisees, "Which one of you convinceth me of sin?" They couldn't convince him of sin, right? And if you look at those that follow Christ, it tells us in 1 John 2:6, "He that saith he abideth in him, ought himself ought to walk just as he walked." Just as he walked. Jesus Christ and Him alone is the standard to whom we follow. When our forefathers said, "No king but King Jesus," I'm waving the same flag to their posterity right now. I'm waving the same flag. Our appeal is to heaven, just like our forefathers, and I'm waving that flag, "No king but King Jesus." He is the Savior of our sin. And folks, I'm telling you what, when He empowers you by the Holy Ghost, we can do a lot more than just complain about what's going on. We can actually be made more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll talk to you in 23.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.